Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Oh, you meant like 1, 2, 3 going like that? That
yeah.
Ages like that. Oh, all right.
Yeah. So I mean, you can look at this from many different ways, many different aspects. But well, the most I do. Yeah. But the most part I look for is to see what numbers are missing based off the name. So like this, right? This is the number 2 box. In numerology, the number 2 for me, that represents the feminine. It's the mother. Right, I call that the mother. So if this is missing, if I see this is a very low number or that number is missing, this is an indication that a person may not have their mother around, or that the mother was more of a masculine mother, you know, not taking type of shit type of mother. She wasn't the mother that you can really turn to and show your emotions to.
Mm.
You know, and it's an indication that that person don't know how to ask for help. They don't like to be vulnerable. But they also don't know how to receive help as well. Don't know how to receive love.
Mm.
So that'd be the letters B, K, and T.
And LL Cool J said, I need love.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then for my next missing box is the number 8. So that has a lot to do with being able to see the bigger vision, being good with financial matters, right? And then you can look at patterns as well. Like if this box is missing, if there's no numbers in that box, it usually means that a person, when they make money, they make money and it goes right out their pockets. Or they're bad at gambling. They lose money very easily. The quicker they make the money, the quicker it goes away, which I can definitely attest to in part of my and aspects of my life. But, you know, it's usually they, and also just depending on the other numbers, right? So if I'm looking at this, I'll go back to my birthday with the 324, right? If this is missing, the number 3 likes to be popular, right? The number 3 people, they like to be popular. They like to be in the in crowd, right? They don't like to look different. They can be have a lot of self-criticism, right? So let's say a person's good at making money, but they want to be popular, but they're not good at maintaining their money. It's a good chance they're going to buy things to try to impress other people, right? To stay inside the in crowd so they can keep friends around them, which at times I can look back on my life. There were times where I definitely did that, you know, going to the club, buying bottles and, you know, buying drinks for people, you know, bringing drinks to every time I get invited somewhere, bringing drinks to the party, bringing a bottle to the party. It's like, yeah, dude, you just got paid though.
You're making it rain.
Yeah.
All right. Is there any other thing you wanted to introduce me to when it came to the system and all that? I did want you to run through the numbers, what the numbers mean to you, each number mean to you, if you could. I wanted you to finish going through everything.
For this, yeah, this pretty much is what I mean. And then what I get about it, but also like based on, like, I just look at different number combinations. Like, again, the numbers tell a story. And again, it just shows like what type of energy you were able to attract. Now, one thing I do want to mention, if a number is missing, but it shows up in one of your other core numbers, right? If it shows up as your light, let's say if I was a life path 8 and an 8 was missing, well, I still, like, it technically wouldn't be considered a karmic lesson, but it still would be a big challenge for me, if that makes sense.
It won't be considered a karmic lesson, but it's...
Yeah.
This is not a karmic thing like you've been dealing with for lifetimes. This is just...
Yeah.
Like, this popped up this lifetime, so...
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, it's going to be a little hard for me, but not terribly hard. Oh, and then one thing I want to... when it comes to these things, it's not like there are specific times that you can actually build upon these numbers, right? And that has a lot to do with your personal year, your age, even like your personal months, right? So let's even say, right, so the 8 is missing, the number 8 is missing, but 2024 is a universal 8-year. So this is a year, well, we're pretty much, this is like saying, is if I consider the number 8 leg day, well, this your whole year is about doing the leg workout. So this is the year I can make my leg stronger.
How does someone figure out a personal year?
So to figure out your personal year, right? So using my birthday, you can do a single digit or you can do a double digit, but it would be the month that you're born plus the day that you're born, and also looking at the current year that you want to look at. So if I want to look at 2024, which adds to the number 8, it would be 3 plus 24 plus 8, which adds to the number 35. So 3 and 3 plus 5 is 8. So I'm actually in my personal 8 year, which gives me, you know, this is the cycle where I can really build on this number right here.
I got a question. Does that start in March or does that start in January for you? Like, my birthday is in September. So does my personal year start in September or does it start in January?
Most texts are going to say that it starts in, that it starts at the actual birthday. Mm. But I say when it starts at that late in the year, I'm looking at both. So since your birthday has not come yet, I will look at the year for 2023, which is the number 7, and I will look at this number year. And, you know, based off our reading, you know what I'm saying, if what I'm telling you what's happening, I can get a better understanding of which one is actually happening for you. And then that's the one I would go off of.
It's kind of like I said, sometimes reading charts is kind of like at first you're in a dark room, you dropped your keys on the floor and you're just feeling around on the ground. You ain't turning the light on, you're just feeling around. Feeling for it.
Yeah.
All right. Real quick, could you run through each number, what it resonates with? And then I have an interesting question.
Okay.
Dealing with from mental.
Okay.
You probably doesn't think I was going to bring this question up, but go ahead. What's the one? Run through.
So the number one, and this is the easiest way for me to get it to people. The number one represents the father. That's the father. Let's just say, right, and it tells a story, right? So this is the time, right? The father, right? Before he's a father, he's a man, right? And so the man, let's say a man is found out in the wilderness, right? He's by himself. He placed alone, nobody else around. He has to learn how to be self-reliant. He's independent. He's by himself. He has to learn how to figure things out. He's got to be assertive. He got to make decisions. During that time, he's also in survival mode, right? That's what the number one represents. It represents independence. It represents new beginnings. It represents being assertive, taking action, going out and getting it, right? That's the number one energy. It's the masculine energy. Now, what's that man? What's the next? Is now, it's, let's say somebody else drops there. It's the woman. That's the feminine. That's going to be the mother, right? So this is the person that's going to teach him how to work with other people, how to cooperate with others, how to be more kind, how to be more caring, how to be more empathetic, how to work in teamwork, how to teach, right? Because now it just ain't about you. Now you got to actually teach something to somebody else. So that's what the number two is. It's about patience, teamwork, cooperation, being kind, being caring, being, communicating, those type of things, right? So the number one is the father. Number two is the mother. The number three, when mother and father get together, they have a child. That's the number three. The number three represents, right, when we think of kids, we think of the number three is creativity, energetic, babies, children are very self-expressive. They're very impressionable. They are very optimistic, right? You look at kids, you can't help but to get, you know, feel joyful, see the positive side of things, right? They motivate you, they inspire you. Well, those are the traits of the number three.
That's not what comes to my mind when I hear three.
No.
No.
It represents what do you what would?
The Trinity.
That part too. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, why you left the Trinity out of there? You know, walked away from that, walked away from it that much,
and you,
man.
And you know, you know, and you know what's crazy?
Huh?
That was the name of my. That was the name of my church. Trinity Missionary Baptist Church.
So, you, one, two, well, I see that you put father, mother, child, and
yeah,
within that, pretty
yeah.
much.
Yeah.
Isis. Horus and Ra.
Okay.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Yeah. The union. You know, it's union, right?
Yeah. Mother, father, child. Yeah. All right, go ahead. I digress.
And, yeah, yeah, no, no. And I mean, and then, you know, a child shows you, I mean, a child is a miracle, right? Who would ever thought you man and child create a woman and a man create some a child, right? A child is from, they say a child is from God. So,
well, we talk about masculine. Now we get into another subject, but we talk about masculine and feminine. Me and Mental was talking the other day, and I said, and I asked, you got masculine is a God and feminine is a God, but the coming of together of them is actually God. The interaction of the masculine and feminine is God, which would be the expression of the child, which is creation.
Yeah. See, and that's the thing, right? And so I know a lot of people don't talk about zero, but when
well,
I see
You don't even know. Hold up. Oh, he dipped out. Remember I said, I got a question?
Yeah.
Mental might not know I'm going there, but yeah. I'm going there. Actually, that's it. I was going to ask you, how do you feel about the number zero?
Yeah, I call zero source or that God power, right? It's like when people are born behind that. When let's say somebody is born on the 10th, the 20th, or the 30th of the month, it is like they got a little umph behind them, right? It's got a little umph on their size, right? Compared to, right, difference between somebody born on the 3rd of the month and the 30th of the month. It's like that person on the 30th of month going to have a little bit more of that power behind them.
Because there's an argument that zero doesn't exist. The number zero doesn't exist. Have you heard that?
I've heard that.
All right.
Yeah, I've heard that. But
but I take it you ain't buying that then. If you said no, that's God energy.
Yeah, I look at it as the God energy, right? That's just me.
Alright. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.